This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn Adventure, making sure that you're greatly served on this beautiful Friday. We're going to be getting in touch, and being Friday, you know what it means. We're back with another exciting edition of the Capricorn Adventure motoring experience. If you've been considering to buy a car, we're going to be making sure that we help you make the right decision. And the person who's going to be making sure that, you know what, we get the ins and outs as far as everything else, as far as motoring experience, the drive, everything else, is Prashuran Naidu. He's also going to be making sure that this week he's been acquainted with two standout rides. First up, it's the slick and sophisticated Audi A3, which is a hood turner that blends style with performance. We all know that. And then we're going to be switching gears alongside with the rugged and yet refined Renault Duster, a crossover built for versatility, you know. So Prashuran shares his impression for the Festival of Motoring. For those that are car fanatics, you're also going to be very much be on the lookout for that one and be very much excited. And then, as we all know, we can't let him go just in jail. We're going to catch up with him and talk a lot more about these two incredible rides and wrap up the show with his Friday Hot Jam and the tip of the week. Brother man, how are you?
Hi, Greg. I'm good. Thanks for yourself.
Thank you so much, man, for taking our call. We just want to get into it and make sure that you school us as far as for someone who's been deliberating on getting a car like an Audi A3. What is it like behind the wheel?
So, you know, I think the Audi A3, you know, this week's car of the year, I think, you know, premium hatchbacks like the A3 may not command the same demand they once did. With many buyers shifting towards SUVs and crossovers, I think, you know, Audi is still trying to keep up the good fight. The model we tested was the updated 4th generation A3, had a 1.4-liter turbo petrol motor, lots of nice improvements to it, and the S-Line chassis making it a lot more agile, a lot more tighter, and just even all our trims and levels, it was quite a real hoot. You know, it got about 7 liters per 100 kilometers, so it was a good, sophisticated ride, and just very pricey. I must admit, Greg, with you, it's really on the pricier side.
You know, I want to jump straight to the interior, right? And I think when it comes to Audi, the one interior that stood out for me was the A1 compared to the A3 as far as the models years before. So talk to me about design and comfort as far as the Audi A3's interior currently and the exterior. How does it justify to the price, considering you saying that it's quite pricey?
Yeah, since it is, you know, been retweaked, the Audi definitely visually, the updates include overall just a nicer design all around, refreshed bumper, refreshed rear bumper as well. But I mean, it's a sportier, and inside, I think the cabin leads more to the feels a lot more premium. Definitely Lamborghini inspired angular vents, is what you'll notice as well. They're trying to keep in touch with the Italian marquee, and just literally virtual cockpit, sport seats, and I think they have skimped out on some things, you know.
Yeah,
I think they're cutting costs. Like, they've gone away with a gear selector, so there's no metallic gear selector. It's just this little flat Audi badge in the middle that you select your gear. So I don't know why they got rid of that. Mm-hmm. And of course, packed with some safety systems, lane departure warning. And just a nice aesthetic to it. It's priced at about 849,000 Rand for the black edition, but it starts at 808,000. And I think if they're going head-to-head with the BMW 1 Series, which just looks a lot more fresher, and it's also undercut in price. So there's that, and even more digitalization, and even the Volkswagen Golf 8 feels a lot more compelling at nearly 200,000 Rand less. So I think the A3 still remains stylish, but just value is the biggest challenge.
Quite interesting. I think for someone who's an Audi fan, they're probably buying into the fact that you made some comparison to a Lamborghini feature to the Audi. So that's a good selling point for them. So sounds quite exciting. And then let's move on to the Renault Duster. And, you know, a friend of mine went out for the holidays most recently, and they gave him a Renault Duster to travel through the farm and just enjoy the off-road experience. So what makes it such a rugged and a capable crossover?
You know, the Duster, and it's been around for some time. I think this new model is really, and I think it's in the 3rd generation now, really, really looks pretty in the eye. I think It's just the problem is with over 50 competitors, the new doctor really has to pack a mean punch. And especially in our country, South Africa, you know, I haven't seen a Renault on the road in a while. So, yes, our test unit, 1.3 liter turbocharged, came in at about 520,000 Rand. Mm-hmm. It's a mid-tier spec. So, yeah, there's not much. The whole design went through an overhaul. Mm. So modern, just looks prettier, looks nicer, and really something you can really stick around in. Inside, minimalist, clean, cut, and just fresher. And I think driving-wise, it's very composed. I got about 8.8 liters. It's quite a thirst little thing. The front-wheel drive, I think go for the all-wheel drive because that's where you really can play a bit more in off-roading territory. Our front-wheel drive, it's perfect for, you know, those light, sandy roads and all those things, but... And I think also a lot of consumers, they would want a diesel. I think the previous diesel Renault Duster was a hit amongst South Africans. Now I think there's a lot of choices out there, Chinese entrants and even the Volkswagen T-Cross.
Sure.
And then you can even go for the Toyota Corolla Cross. So, I think they're facing some heavy competition, but good to see them back into the fray. Good to see that they're here.
Now, speaking about that, saying that you've been seeing less of the Dusters with their current design and what they've done with the current one, do you see people buying it?
It's a likable package. I lean towards more reputability and more longevity of buying a car. Renault, I think they are the presence in the country. They need to really amp the antiques here because they're going against some other more established rivals. I would definitely look at it, but it does bring some good value, though. I think there's the elephant in the room, you know.
Yeah, it sounds like you're right in the middle. So is it a yes? Would you recommend it, or is it a no?
You know, I think it would be a little no for me.
Sounded like it.
You know, just because, hey, I have to be honest, man. It's a great car. It's just, I think the presence, they need to bring it back to the country, man. Because, sure, the Chinese entrants, first of all, motoring, they are just coming for everyone, not even just Renault, the legacy brand.
Yeah, I get you. So I guess it's different strokes for different oaks for that one.
Yes.
All right, let's move on to the most exciting part, brother, the Festival of Motoring. So we want to know, take us through, how was the media day and what can we look forward to?
It's always a treat. Really, all the good brands were there, VW, Chery, a lot of other Chinese manufacturers were there. I think the thing with Festival of Motoring was that it's lots of things to get excited about, track races, track events, and just people that love petrol and burning rubber and tar.
Yeah.
Lots of cars that have been launched. I mean, I went through a whole list of brands yesterday to just investigate and see what's on the market. And obviously the Chinese are there. They are coming full front, Chery, Bike, Moda, Jayco, even some other, other established drivers. I didn't even see BMW or Audi or Mercedes-Benz at Festival of Motoring. So it was quite disappointing to see that they decided to not come. But I think this year, it will be fun. I think I've heard from previous journalists before, it was really, really, really exciting when it first commenced. But now it seems to have lost its flavor, so to say. But really, really great experience overall.
All right, but the Chinese are taking over, and it looks like they are putting a threat on these German guys. And we are not complaining. We are just excited for a healthy competition.
True, but when that competition gets, it's only a matter of time, Only a matter of time. We just need to test to see if these 1 million kilometer warranties actually work.
No, that's beautiful. The thing. Before I let you go, brother, share your motoring tip of the week and give us your Friday feel good hot gem, brother.
All right. Thank you, Greg, for taking your time out. All right. So be wary of shady mechanics. If a workshop can't explain clearly what's wrong with your car or keeps adding mysterious extra costs, that's a red flag. Always ask for a written quote from the system, seeing that the replaced part. And if something doesn't feel right, just get a second opinion. Remember, a good mechanic earns your trust, not just your money. And that's enough with Way Bigger by Downtown Oliver.
Beautiful, brother. Have yourself a beautiful weekend, yeah?
Thank you so much, Greg. Have a blessed one. And listen to the listeners out there. Cheers.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.